The Philadelphia Eagles sit at 3-4 and head to New Orleans for a Monday night matchup with the 2-5 New Orleans Saints. In this week's show, we're breaking down the schemes and matchups on both sides of the ball, plus rookie defensive tackle Fletcher Cox stops by for some film work. But first, what happened against the Falcons? We've got some answers coming up right now on Eagles Game Plan. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger, along with Ike Reese and Mike Quick. Let's get right to it, guys. It was not a great performance on Sunday against the Falcons. Where do you break this thing down? Where do you start, Mike?
I start with, you said it's not a great performance?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a long way from a great performance. I start with a comedy of mistakes. Mm-hmm. There are so many errors, especially in the secondary, and you just can't have that. Miscommunication and errors in the secondary will kill you every single time, and we saw too many of those in that football game.
You got to make them earn those points, Mike. I thought they gave up too many easy points
Absolutely.
In that game.
You got to get off the field. Third down's big third down, and I believe it was 3rd and 10 early in that drive. Yep. You get a holding call on Jason Babin. That extends the drive. You got penalties later on in the drive. Again, self-inflicting wounds. Mm-hmm. Extending the drive for the Atlanta Falcons. Believe me, they're undefeated. They didn't need any help.
Yeah, you know, I look at this team, you know, from an offensive standpoint right now, obviously they're not scoring enough points here.
Right.
You know, they're 7 points now in 7 games in the first quarter, so they're starting slow. So, Mike, let's take a look at the video here. Let's go back to the game, and let's look at some of the opportunities that were left on the field where they could have, you know, made this a much closer game. Now here, Mike, you were a first-round draft pick in large part. Coming out of North Carolina State, you were a great blocker. You took pride in it, Mike. But, I mean, look, we're going to pick on Jeremy Maclin here because he's got the force on his play.
Yes.
And if he blocks the force right here, that man right here may be in the end zone a lot earlier. I mean, there's a play right there to block the force. Now, if he blocks it, I'm taking my money that he can make Asante Samuel miss. From the end zone, it really looks obvious here, Mike, that, look, this block on William Moore, the safety right now.
Yeah, it's going to make all the difference.
That might be the difference right there.
It's going to make all the difference. And for a wide receiver, you don't have eyes in the back of your head, mm-hmm. but you never know when that block is going to be the key block. And right there, I thought it would have been the key block, and he would have scored.
All right, look, Mike, this is a play that's drawn up to get DeSean Jackson into the end zone in a corner route. And in the middle right here is Donte Robinson. He's going to bite on the play-action fake. His eyes are in the backfield. Bam, right now, DeSean Jackson's open.
Yeah.
That ball has got to be thrown right here. You throw the ball right there at 6 points. They're in the end zone. End of story. But if you hold it and you're not really sure what you're looking at, you don't make the throw. And instead, you just scramble for 4 yards. And the play is designed. The protection is there. The route combination is there. The play action fake getting these linebackers to bite. Now, there's the window. There's the throw. I mean, it's a bang, bang. You get it's got to be out. You got to see it. And the opportunity there for 7 points is there. There's nothing wrong with the design of this play.
Moving the quarterback outside the pocket, that was key. The route combination was key because there's enough on the outside with Maclin to hold the corner. Mm-hmm. And DeSean did his job on the safety. It leaves a window there for Michael Vick to throw the football. All he needed to do was hit that back foot and put the ball in the air.
So, Mike, they go back to the film room. You correct the mistakes,
yep.
okay, the assignment errors and the technique errors. And then you go and you start looking at the New Orleans Saints.
Sure.
And all you see is opportunities.
Yeah.
Because that's what everybody's doing right here. I mean, here it is a couple weeks ago against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's Vincent Jackson down there in the corner right now. And you're going to see an opportunity against the corner right now. He gets inside him. The safety, Roman Harper, is late getting over the top. And look at Vincent Jackson. Now, he doesn't finish this play. He ends up at the 1 yard line. But Vincent Jackson had over 200 yards receiving in this game, working against Patrick Robinson, Roman Harper. And look, this is a defense that doesn't have a great pass rush, Mike. So they got to manufacture pass rush.
Right.
So you get a lot of blitzing.
Yeah.
And when you blitz, you're going to be one-on-one on the outside. I mean, really, Phillip Rivers saw the same thing. I mean, here's Patrick Robinson down here at the bottom. This is just a straight go route right now. He's reading a safety blitz. Here's the pressure. They got a man free coming right at Phillip Rivers. But look how quickly he got the ball out to beat the pressure. I mean, you're going to get two now to the weak side. They can block one, they can't block the other. That's Phillip Rivers.
Well, and you just said the key. The key is getting the ball out quickly. They're going to have some opportunities one-on-one on the outside, and the key is to beat the press coverage and then the ball up in the air.
Let's go back to us here, Mike, you know, early in the season when we were making these big plays. I mean, look at this. Maclin down the corner right here, big gain, perfect throw by Mike, what we're used to seeing right now. And here comes Cleveland blitzing. There's pressure there. Mike feels it, but look at that throw. It can't be thrown any better. I mean, those plays are going to be, they're going to be there to be made on Monday night.
They're going to get opportunities just like this in one-on-one situations with a single high safety, and they have to take advantage of them.
This is huge right here. I mean, this is just a slant and go here to Deshaun against Detroit, and you're going to get those kind of plays. I mean, you got to beat them. You got to make the throw. Here comes pressure. Shady picks him up. Protection works, and there's the throw.
Well, it's going to be the same thing because the Saints are going to want to bring that safety up. Mm-hmm. They're going to want to get pressure on Michael Vick. They're going to want to hit Michael Vick because everyone else has. So their opportunities are going to be there one-on-one on the outside. He just has to quickly get the ball out of his hands.
There's going to be opportunities on Monday night in New Orleans to make some big plays. Now, one guy that's going to try and force some big plays from the defensive side of the ball is rookie Fletcher Cox. He joins our Ike Reese talking about playing defensive line.
Thanks, Baldy. And I'm here with the Eagles rookie defensive tackle first-round draft pick, Fletcher Cox. Fletcher, welcome to Eagles game plan.
Yes, sir.
Let's look at the second play of the game here, Fletch. Now, I know you want to have this one back, man.
Gotta have it.
But let's start with the positives. I think you do a great job getting off the ball here, recognizing the screen, and getting in the quarterback's throwing lane. Walk me through this play.
You know, a lot of teams try to screen us because they know we are attack defensive line. You know, second and 10, you know a screen coming sooner or later. So, you know, just get off the ball and the offensive lineman, you know, trying to block you or just really trying to get rid of you so they can get to the second level. Being an athlete and recognizing the screen, and I got to have that ball.
I was just getting ready to say, one of the things that made you a first-round draft pick because of your size and your athletic ability. Now, this play looks great, man, going up until the ball hits your hands. What you thinking there right there on that play? Are you thinking touchdown or are you surprised that it hits your hands?
First off, I want to catch the ball and get the ball to the offense. Then I'm thinking touchdown. Maybe I was thinking, you know, touchdown too fast, then the ball go through my hand. And, you know, just got to make that play. You know, making that play, it can change a whole lot during the course of a game.
I tell you what, your recognition of plays such as a screen, that will benefit you down the line. Believe me, you'll catch your fair share of interceptions as a defensive lineman. On this play here, I want to watch how you get off the ball and use your strength here. Talk to me about defeating the block and Todd McClure here and then still getting to the ball carrier.
You know, Atlanta had a good running back, Michael Turner, you know, power guy. And Coach Washer always talking about it. Just come out the ball, stay low, get into the ball carrier. So on that play right there, you know, I ran something called go call. We ran on the center. You know, I guess right and made a play.
As many plays as we've watched of you this year, every time you've been single block, you destroyed the play. It must be like Christmas to get a single block as opposed to a double team block. Here's another play here. There's a trap coming. You recognize it. You defeat it. Make the tackle again.
You know, Coach Washer always stress traps and whams. You want to stop the traps, stop the whams. Because we're an attack team. It's easy to trap attack defensive line because we get upfield, we attack. So, you know, that gap gets big for a reason. If it's that big, you know, trust me, something coming. Where the offensive lineman shows, and then the pulling guard come to kick you out. You know, we work on that every day in practice. I even go out and pre-practice before all the older guys go out with Coach Wash to work on those type of blocks. And it came down to, you know, to a trap. And, you know, I noticed it got under it and made a play.
Coming up on the show, how can the Eagles slow down Drew Brees and the high-powered Saints offense? We're breaking that down next when Eagles Game Plan returns. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. Up next, a visit with Greg Cosell, senior producer at NFL Films, looking at that vaunted passing game of Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints.
Thanks, Baldy. Hey, don't be deceived by the Saints' 2-5 record. The fact remains that offensively, they are as multiple with their use of personnel and formations as any offense in the NFL and very difficult to defend. There's three things you must defend when you play the Saints. You must defend the vertical seam routes from inside. You must defend crossing routes, primarily when their wide receivers are split inside the numbers, what we call minus splits. And, of course, you must defend Darren Sproles. He's the movable chess piece all over the formation. Now, there's one play from a few weeks ago that's very representative of what the Saints do. It was a 40-yard pass from Drew Brees to Marcus Colston. You can see that it's two-back set. They're in the straight eye. It's base offensive personnel. Notice Colston with the minus split I was talking about on the right. He's inside the numbers. Now, the concept here is very basic. The Saints do this a lot. It's what we call a three-level stretch. Notice Devery Henderson on the other side of the formation runs a vertical post route. Colston will run the intermediate crossing route. Mark Ingram out of the backfield runs the short route. A three-level stretch, they're attacking three levels of the defense. Drew Brees, when he drops back off play action, will read the safety Atari Bigby. You notice that Bigby turns and runs with Henderson. So what do you have? A wide open middle of the field for Colston on the intermediate route. Beautiful throw, beautiful design. One more very interesting part to this, and that's the pass protection. You'll notice they slide the line to the left, a full slide beginning with the right tackle. How do they pick up the pass rusher on the far right, who in this case is Sean Phillips? They pick him up with a double team. Courtney Roby, a wide receiver, and David Thomas, who's in the fullback position. That's how they take care of the front side. Beautifully executed. This is the kinds of stuff the Saints do in order to break down defenses. They focus on protection. They give Brees opportunities to get the ball to the intermediate and deeper levels. And they're very difficult to defend because of all the tight splits and the bunch concepts. It's very difficult to play press man against the Saints. You need to be a little more flexible with your approach, and the Eagles must do that in this game.
Ike, sacks, pass rush. It seems to be non-existent right now. Yet, at times, we know they can be much better than this. Where do you look at this right now in order to improve it going forward?
Well, it's been a combination of things, Baldy. I think prior to last week's game versus Atlanta, you could easily see on film the teams that game planned the Eagles front four with a lot of 6-7 man protections.
Max protections.
But I saw last week that Atlanta wanted to get guys out in the routes. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't as much double teaming going on against the defensive line. But what I did notice, and this is where you guys will understand that this thing works in concert. It works in get together. Coverage wasn't there long enough.
Yep.
Matt Ryan was able to get rid of the football. He saw open receivers. So they were able to single block because they had more receivers out in the open routes.
The coverage has to marry the rush.
Yes.
The coverage has to get tighter. The rush will have a longer chance to get there. Mike, on the other side, offensively here, Shady McCoy, he's just frustrated.
Yeah.
He's frustrated. There's just too many negative runs right now in the offense. And the opportunities, I think, are there. I still think it comes down to just the details and little things here in the run game.
That's exactly right. This is a detailed game, and if you're not detailed, you're going to lose. Oftentimes, guys are beaten, physically beaten, but oftentimes it's just because they're not taking care of the little things. You can't have a good run game without everybody participating. That includes the wide receivers.
The key to stopping the Saints has always been to stop Drew Brees. Now, most years, that's easier said than done. But this year, Brees, like a lot of the Saints' teammates, are having an off year. His completion percentage is down by nearly 10 points, and his sack and his interception totals are up. The Eagles can limit his effectiveness by forcing him to throw on the run and by keeping him from beating them with big plays on first down. The best way to neutralize Drew Brees is to force him to leave the pocket. Brees is just 8 of 26 with 82 yards when he's throwing on the run this season. And that includes one very ugly pick six interception against the Panthers. Getting Brees out of the pocket, however, is not easy. The blitz is tempting, but it's a risky proposition. Opponents rushed Brees with five or more defenders 87 times through the first six games, and the results were mixed. Brees' completion rate on blitzes drops a few points, from 59% to 56%, and the blitzes did yield five sacks and four turnovers. But Brees averages 15 yards per completion when blitzed. If you don't get to him, he's likely to find an open receiver and make a big play. Brees has always excelled at taking shots downfield, particularly on first down. And this year is no exception. Brees has thrown deep on first down 16 times this year. That's an average of a little more than two shots downfield per game. He has completed nine of those passes for 278 yards and five touchdowns, including 80 and 48-yard touchdown passes. If the Saints are going to burn you with a big pass play, it will likely be on first down. On the other hand, Brees has not been efficient at all this season on third and long. He has dropped back the pass 20 times on third down with more than 10 yards to go, completing just 9 passes and generating only 5 first downs. But Brees is much more efficient on third and medium situations. With 3 to 9 yards to go, he has converted 50% of his first downs, 28 for 56. The best way to stop the Saints' passing game on third down may be to stop them on first and second downs.
Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And Ike, I thought a big part of the Falcons' balance last week was a screen game to kind of slow down the pass rush of the Eagles. And they're going to see the same thing Monday night in New Orleans. They're a good screen team.
No doubt about it. You're talking about arguably the best screen running back in the National Football League in Darren Sproles.
Well, it's just a regular three-count screen right now. You know, the offensive line going to go 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi. They're going to release, and Jahri Evans gets the lead back right there. And so you get Darren Sproles out into space. I mean, he might be the best in the league right now.
Yeah, and the thing that makes it so difficult to defend this is that, A, this defense wasn't anticipating the screen coming. Yep. Secondly, Sproles is small enough to get behind these offensive linemen. And you see the speed on him? Yeah. I mean, that's serious speed once he gets in the open field.
He's got jets. And so here it is again. I mean, you know, you got the one back here. You know, he's in the protection. You got 4 wide receivers. You're defending the pass. You got deep safeties right now, making sure you don't get beat there. And so all of a sudden, that box looks a little light. You get a guy picked off here. Here comes Benny Grubbs on this downfield block right now. I mean, he's coming to lay some wood now. So there's a lot to contend with, but as a linebacker here, you've got a feel for it right now. I mean,
you really do. You have to be anticipating this play. And even with the rookie there, Luke Kuechly, anticipating it, Jahri Evans, yes, he still picked him off.
And so, look, I mean, the Eagles know this. They know the teams are going to screen him. You know, Detroit did a couple weeks ago, and I thought D'Amico Ryans right here kind of feels it. I mean, because you got to kind of feel it, you got to see it, and then once you know it, you're going to have to counteract some of the blocks right here.
When you're in man coverage, you got to hug up on your guy.
Yeah.
When it's second and long, third and long, obvious screen situations, that's one of the ways you can prevent the big
play. Well, because the trees right here, I mean, you look, this is all man down here, so you got everybody running. I mean, you've got 5 defenders deep down the field right now. You've got to have that guy who's man-to-man on the back be able to beat the block and make that play.
Yeah, and the Eagles are fortunate to have a veteran linebacker like D'Amico Ryans. He knows the importance of hugging up in man coverage to prevent such big plays.
Well, you got to read the hats of the linemen. You got to feel it. And then those defensive linemen, they got to double back and get back to it as much as they can as well.
Yep.
Please join the Eagles and the American Red Cross on December 1st for the 5th annual Eagles Blood Drive. All presenting donors will receive a limited edition Todd Herrmann's number 79 t-shirt. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit www.redcrossblood.org/Eagles to make your appointment today. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And guys, look to Monday night. Where do you think this game is going to turn here, right? What do they got to do to come away to get to 4-4?
I've always thought, Baldy, when you're playing a good team on the road, I know the Saints' records don't show that they're a good team, but they're starting to hit their stride a little bit. It's on the road. The Superdome is going to be jacked up. It's going to be Monday night. I think the charge has to be led by your defense. Mm-hmm. I think the defense has been the calling card for this team all year long. They took a step back. They gave up 30 points to Matt Ryan. I expect these guys to come out to play with pride. I expect them to come out and trust Todd Bowles' defensive schemes and his system this week. And I expect this defense to sort of slow down that New Orleans offense and give this team a chance to win in the end.
Spoken like a true linebacker there, Ike. I mean, are you going to look at the offense side here, Mike, looking as a wide receiver right
now? Yeah, you know, I like all that Ike said, and they really need to defensively handle their business. But offensively, they've got to score points. They're going to have some opportunities, one-on-one situations on the outside. They like to bring the safeties to New Orleans Saints, and the linebackers, they're not good cover guys. They're going to have to take advantage of the one-on-one situations and get the tight end Brent Celek involved in the game. And oh, by the way, block downfield for Shady McCoy so that he can make some big explosive plays running out of the backfield.
You know that the atmosphere in New Orleans is going to be crazy. It's going to be loud. It's their season. They're 2-5. They go to 2-6.
Yeah.
They could be out of the race altogether. So you know the emotion is going to be there. The best way to take the emotion out of there is to offensively come out and be crisp and sharp. Just the way the Atlanta did coming here, I think that's what the Eagles got to do. Oh, first 2 drives down the field, crisp, sharp, end up in the end zone, 14 points in the first quarter, dictate the tempo of this game. I think the offense is capable of doing it. The blueprint says the Saints defense is a mess. Hopefully the Eagles can get to 4-4 in New Orleans this Monday night. We'll be back here next week to take a look at the upcoming opponent, none other than the Dallas Cowboys, right here on Eagles Game Plan. For Brian Baldinger, Mike Quick and Ike Reese. We'll see you next week. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.